Let's turn to John chapter 20.
John chapter 20, verse
30.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹, 没有记在这书上。
And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book.
31节, 但记这些事, 要叫你们信耶稣是基督, 是神的儿子, 并且叫你们信了他, 就可以因他的名得生命。
31, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
这里提到说其实耶稣行了很多的神迹。
So it says here that Jesus performed many miracles.
那没有全部被记载在这个约翰福音里头。
And not all of them are recorded in the book of John.
所以有记载下来的通常都有他一些
So the miracles that are recorded may have a particular meaning or teaching.
或者用那个神迹来证明耶稣所传的道。
Or the miracle may help to testify for the gospel that is being preached.
那31节说如果我们好好的查考的话 会帮助人去相信耶稣是基督。
And in verse 31 it says that if we can study these, then it may help people, it is a way to help people come to believe that Jesus is the Christ.
那这里也很清楚告诉我们为什么需要信耶稣。
And it also tells us clearly why we need to believe in Jesus.
因为信耶稣可以得生命。
Because to believe in Jesus means to receive life.
那信耶稣更是能够得永生。
To have life and to have eternal life.
好，那我们来看约翰福音第四章。
So let's turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章从46节到54节，这个记载耶稣所行的一件神迹。
So in John chapter 4, verse 46 to 54, it tells us about one miracle that Jesus performed.
那既然记载在约翰福音里头，所以这个神迹就一定有它一些特别的地方。
And since it's recorded in the Gospel of John, then there must be something special that we can learn from this miracle.
好，我们请看46节。
So let's look at verse 46.
耶稣又到了加利利的迦拿，就是他从前变水为酒的地方。 有一个大臣，他的儿子在加百农患病。
So Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine, and there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum.
这里告诉我们地点在哪里。
So it tells us the location here.
然后是有关的人呢，是一个大臣，他是住在加百农。
And the individual involved here is a nobleman who lived in Capernaum.
所以这一个大臣，他就是一个有地位的人，在社会上是有地位的人。
And so this nobleman certainly had, you can consider him to be of high status in society.
那当时的耶稣，一般人来看，他是一个木匠。
So to most individuals, when they see Jesus at that time, they would consider him to be a shepherd.
A carpenter.
那所以现在就是一个大臣，他来找这个主耶稣，希望能够见到主耶稣。 And so now we have a nobleman coming to visit Jesus, or wishing to see Jesus.
这跟这个 正常的生活呢是相反的一件事情。
And so this can be considered to be sort of the opposite of what would usually happen in society.
在生活当中应该是很多的人他们来找，要求要见这位大臣。
Instead, you would expect that many people would like to come and visit the nobleman.
这位大臣他有社会上的地位。
Because this man has a certain status in society.
所以很多人可能要来找他帮忙。
And so many might come to him for help.
他有政府给他的权柄。
And he has authority provided, given from the government.
哦，所以他也能够为人来判断，啊，来好像审判官一样。
And so he may act as a sort of judge to help decide things.
哦，通常是人家来找他，那现在呢，他去找主耶稣。
So while usually others would come to him, this nobleman now is actually going to visit Jesus.
哦，那啊。他去找的人呢，是社会地位又比他低。
And the person this nobleman is going to visit is someone who is of a lower status in society.
哦，那这个啊，对这个大臣来讲呢，这是啊一件不容易的事情。
And so for a nobleman, to do this is actually probably not easy.
哦，地位会带给人骄傲。
Because status will make an individual proud.
哦，财富也会带给人骄傲。
Riches can also make an individual proud.
哦，那要去见耶稣，必须要拿掉这个骄傲。
And to go and see Jesus, one actually needs to put aside this pride.
哦，那这一个人正是这样子，他先要放弃他的地位，他才有办法去见耶稣。
And so you can consider that this nobleman needed to set aside his status in order to come and face Jesus.
哦，他如果还是抓住自己的地位，他就不可能去找耶稣。
If he continued to hold on to the status, his high status, then he would never be able to see Jesus.
哦，那他为什么能够在这个时候放掉他的地位？
So why is he able to at this moment set aside
his status? 因为他实在看到自己的困难。
Because he saw his own difficulties.
哦，这里说他的儿子在加百农患病。
And it says here that his son was sick at Capernaum.
相信以他的地位，他应该请过医生，看过医生。
So considering him being a nobleman, I believe that most likely he already ask doctors to come and visit.
啊，可能也不只看过一个医生，可能看过好几个医生。
And probably there have been several doctors that came to see his son, and not just one.
哦，但是儿子还在生病。
But yet his son was still sick.
哦，所以呢，他必须来找耶稣。
So he had to come and visit, find Jesus.
因为他实在感受到我有困难。
Because he really encountered a difficulty.
那困难啊，让他能够谦卑。
And this challenge is what allowed him to become humble.
哦，那一个谦卑的人就要得着神的国。
And the humble will be able to find the kingdom of God.
好，我们请看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章第三节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 3.
第三节，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
哦，这个心灵贫穷啊，就会谦卑。
So those that are poor in spirit will have humility.
哦，那这个再来，他们就天国是他们的。
And heaven will be theirs.
哦，也就是他们能够得到神的国。
And they will be able to reach the kingdom of God.
哦，那也就是他们能够得到神的同在。
And they will be able to have the abidance of God.
啊，有神的同在，常常就会看到神的能力的彰显。
And with the abidance of God, often you'll be able to see manifestations of the strength of God.
哦，所以从这个神迹里头，我们看到这个人，他得到了神的国。
And so from this, we can see that this individual can be considered to have received the kingdom of God.
哦，因为他得到了主耶稣的同在。
Because he was able to receive abidance with Jesus.
哦，因为他体验到主耶稣的能力的彰显。
And he was able to experience the strength or the ability of Jesus.
哦，他胜过了他第一个困难。
And he also has already overcome his first obstacle.
哦，就是我愿意放弃我的地位，我去找这个木匠耶稣。
His first obstacle, which is to be able to set aside his status and lower himself to come visit this carpenter Jesus.
那他这一个 他要做这件事情，他周围的人应该也有很多人知道。
And so this nobleman doing this is probably not something that's hit, or it's something that those around him will know about.
哦，现在这个大臣他不是去找医生，他要去找耶稣。
And now this nobleman is not looking for a doctor or a physician, rather he is looking for Jesus.
哦，他去找耶稣来，啊，来帮忙，来帮助他。
He's going to look for Jesus to come to help him.
哦，那周围的人总是会有意见的。
So certainly those around him may have different opinions about him doing this.
哦，所以你是一个大臣，你去找木匠啊。
They might exclaim.To him that you're a nobleman, why are you going to a carpenter?
哦，你是要你的儿子得医治，那你不是去找医生，你去找木匠。
And you want your son to be healed, and you're not going to a doctor, but rather to a carpenter.
啊，圣经没有记载，但是可能是会有这样的，啊，这样的阻挡。
So these are things that aren't actually recorded in the Bible, but we can consider them to be possible things that would.Be happening at that time, and they would be obstacles for this nobleman.
好，所以这一个人他又胜过了第一个、第二个困难。
And so, if there were this happened, then this nobleman was able to overcome these obstacles as well.
所以他也真的来到主耶稣的面前。
And he was able to truly come before Jesus.
我们请看四十八节。
Let's look at verse 48.
四十八节，耶稣对他说：“若不看见神迹奇事，你们总是不信。”
Then Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe."
啊，在四十七节说到，他见了耶稣，他就啊很要紧的跟主耶稣说：“你到我家来医治我的儿子啊，因为他快要死了。”
So in verse 47, it says that once he saw Jesus, he implored him to come down to heal his son.
哦，主耶稣也没有说好，也没有说不好。
And so Jesus' reply was not yes or no.
哦，主耶稣说了一句话：“你们这些人如果没有看见神迹奇事，总是不信。”
Rather, Jesus' statement is, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe."
到底主耶稣这一句话是在对谁说的
？So who's Jesus talking to here?
啊，可能对周围所有的人说的。
Maybe he's speaking to everyone that's around him there.
哦，但现在是谁来求耶稣
？But now, who is it?That's coming to seek Jesus.
哦，是这一个大臣。
It's this nobleman.
哦，所以主耶稣这一句话更是对这一位大臣说的。
So the statement is probably even more directed towards the nobleman.
哦，你们如果不看见神迹啊，你们总是不信。
Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe.
哦，主耶稣说这一句话对这一个人来讲啊。是有点哈、哦，有一点啊啊！假如你是这一个人，你会怎么想？
So if you pretend that you're the nobleman and you heard this, what would you think?
或许我们会认为主耶稣正在讲说你是没有信心的。
Maybe you will think that Jesus is telling you that you have no faith.
那这又是。这一个人的第三个困难。
Then this might be a third obstacle for the nobleman.
哦，他本来是希望主耶稣有怜悯的心，说好，赶快我跟你走。
His initial hope is that Jesus would have a merciful heart, and when the nobleman came to ask him, Jesus would say, "Okay, I'll come with you."
哦，但是主耶稣没有说好，我们赶快去啊。主耶稣说啊，你这个人没有信心。
But Jesus didn't say, "Okay, I'll quickly come over to save your son." Rather, he said, "Look, this man doesn't really have faith."
啊，这个人他应该不是犹太人。
We think that this nobleman is likely not a Jew.
啊，那所以呢，我们可以想象得到，当时也有非犹太人他们来找耶稣的怜悯。
And so you can also remember that.Or see that there were individuals that were not Jews that would come to ask Jesus for mercy.
那在主耶稣的生活里头，绝大部分都是犹太人。
But at that time, around Jesus, most of the individuals there were Jewish.
那这个犹太人在当时，犹太人跟非犹太人 他们是有很大的区别。
And at that time, those who were Jewish and not Jewish actually differed quite a bit.
哦，不管这些犹太人他们是啊是承认耶稣还是不承认主耶稣。
Regardless of whether a Jewish person acknowledged Jesus as Christ or not.
啊，但是他们的观念就是好处只有犹太人可以得。
Their understanding at that time was that any the blessings that would come is only something that Jews would receive.
哦，那所以主耶稣也常常故意的来显出这些非犹太人他们那种很特别的信心。
And so Jesus will often have situations where he will particularly focus on the faith of someone who is not a Jew.
哦，让他们在犹太人面前表现出他们那种很特别的信心。
And so that before the Jews, a non-Jew can, he can highlight a non-Jew's faith.
啊，比如说在马太福音十五章。
For example, in Matthew chapter 15.
好，我们请看马太福音十五章。
We can turn to Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音十五章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 15, verse 28.
28节，耶稣说：“妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的，给你成全了吧。”
Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire."
啊，在这里，这是一个迦南的妇人啊，主耶稣也让她表现了她特别大的信心。
So here is a Canaanite woman, and Jesus is letting her. Or showing her faith.
哦，所以这周遭的犹太人他们就没有话可讲。
And so the Jews that are around will have nothing that they can say about this.
哦，这一个人信心比我们大，他配得主耶稣给他的恩典。
Because here is a woman, an individual with such great faith that it fits the grace that Jesus is showing her.
哦，
and it's a non-Jew.
那在这里这一位大臣呢，他所表现出来的也是这样子。
And so this no back to the nobleman, the faith that he shows is actually similar to this.
好，我们请看约翰福音四章四十九节。
So we can look at John chapter 4 verse 49.
四十九节，那大臣说：“先生，求你趁着我孩子还没有死就下去。”
So the nobleman said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies."
好，他好像没有听见主耶稣对他所说的这一句话，好，他只是很要紧的说：“主耶稣，赶快跟我走。”
The nobleman's response is as if he didn't really hear what Jesus told him, and rather he's just asking Jesus, "Hurry, come with me to save my son."
好，他是很诚恳的，你一定要跟我去。
So this nobleman is very earnest in requesting Jesus to come with him.
啊，那我们再回来想，那主耶稣为什么会讲那一句话？
So let's think again. Why did Jesus say what he did? What he said?
主耶稣说的不只是对这一个人，应该是对周围所有的人讲的。
When Jesus was speaking, it was likely not just to the nobleman, but to the nobleman as well as those around him.
哦，他们想要有神迹，是的，要有信心。
And they wanted a miracle, and it's true that you need to have faith to have miracles.
那所以主耶稣也要在这里来强调，主耶稣真的想要的信心是怎样的信心。
And so Jesus here is emphasizing again the kind of faith that he needs.
很多人的信心是因为主耶稣所做的事情。
Many of the individuals have faith because of what Jesus did.
他们的信是在耶稣的所行的神迹。
Their faith is based on the miracles that Jesus performed.
但是到底他们有没有相信主耶稣，这是一个很大的问号。
But do they actually believe in Jesus? That is a question.
他们是信神迹呢，还是也信的主耶稣？
Are they believing in the miracles or in Jesus himself?
如果他们所信的只是神迹，
If their faith is only in the miracles,
那么他们并没有达到那个真正的目标。
then they haven't achieved the actual goal that Jesus has.
真正达到目标是要相信主耶稣。
Because the true aim is to believe in Jesus Christ Himself.
那主耶稣行神迹的目的是要帮助人来认识他，来相信他。
And by performing miracles, Jesus is trying to help the people around him to come believe in him.
所以今天信心，我们也要有这样的一个认识。
And so in our faith today, we also need to recognize this distinction.
所以对慕道朋友或者初信的人，我们最担心的是他所相信的是相信耶稣的神迹。
And so for truth seekers and new believers, our greatest worry is that their belief is only in the miracles themselves.
那这是人很容易有的一个软弱。
And this is a weakness that's very easy for humans to have.
我们请看约翰福音第二章。
Let's look at John chapter 2.
约翰福音2章23节。
John chapter 2 verse 23.
当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他。Now
when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did.
真的，其实有很多人是因为信耶稣的神迹。And
you can see it's truly that there are many people that believed because of the signs.
24节。 耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为耶稣知道万人。
But if you look at verse 24, but Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men.
所以主耶稣所要的呢，是人来真的来相信他。
So what Jesus wants is for the people to truly believe in him.
那这个也是耶稣的门徒跟其他的人。 不一样的地方。
And so this is the difference, one difference between Jesus' disciples and the other people.
耶稣的门徒看见了神迹，其他的人也看见了神迹。
Both the disciples and the other people that were with Jesus saw miracles.
好，我们请看约翰福音2章11节。
But let's look at John chapter 2 verse 11.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的。 显出他的荣耀来, 他的门徒就信他的。This
beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
这才是主耶稣所要的。
And so this outcome of what the disciples did is exactly what Jesus wanted.
所以今天主耶稣对我们所要的也是这个。
And so today what Jesus wants is the same thing.
主耶稣要我们真正来 认识他，相信他。
Jesus wants us to truly come to know him and believe in him.
虽然没有神迹，我还是相信主耶稣。
Even without miracles, we can still believe.
就好像丹尼里的三个朋友被丢到火窑，如果神没有救我们，我们还是相信神。
It's like Daniel's three friends, when they went into the fire, if God didn't come to save them, they would still believe in God.
好，我们请再看回约翰福音的第四章。
And let's turn back to John chapter 4.
约翰福音4章50节。
Verse 50.
50节，耶稣对他说：“回去吧，你的儿子活了。”那人信耶稣所说的话，就回去了。
Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your son lives." So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way.
这个人是 希望主耶稣赶快的跟他回到他的家，这个加百农那里。
So this man's intention was to quickly bring Jesus with him to go back to his home.
而且是非常的紧急。
And it's very much in a rush.
因为他的儿子快死了。
Because his son is about to die.
那但是50节耶稣说，我不用去，你可以回去了。
In verse 50, you can see that Jesus tells him that you can go back. Actually, I don't need to go with you.
那为什么呢？ 因为你的孩子已经好了。
And why is this? It's because your son already lives.
这又是一个困难。
So you can consider this to be another difficulty for the nobleman.
他因为 没有路可走了。
Because noble man had no options left.
好，所以他放下他的地位，他来求主耶稣。
And so he set aside his earthly status to come and implore Jesus.
好，他来了，除了说走投无路之外，应该他对耶稣也有一些的信心。
And so coming here to Jesus not only because he has no other options, but probably because he also has some faith in Jesus.
好，所以虽然主耶稣讲了四十八节那一句话啊，他还是求主耶稣说，赶快跟我走。
So although, Jesus said in verse four, what he did in verse 48, the nobleman still said, "Come with me."
哦，但是现在主耶稣说，我不用去，你的孩子已经好了。
But now Jesus tells him, actually, I don't need to go. Your son lives.
那对这个人来讲呢，这时候他很困难。
So for the nobleman, this might be a moment of difficulty or uncertainty.
他继续可能是不是继续要求耶稣说，你一定要跟我去。
Is he going to continue to ask Jesus, "No, you have to come with me"?
啊，或者呢，就照主耶稣所说的，就回家去。
Or will he just follow what Jesus said and just go home?
这两个都很困难。
Both of these actually can be difficult.
好，我既然来了，你一定要跟我走。
Since I've already come here, then of course I need to bring you back with me.
好，你如果没有跟我去，我的儿子怎么会好？
If I don't bring you back with me, how's my son gonna be better?
哦，但是现在耶稣说，你回去。
But now Jesus tells him, just go back.
好，我想如果我们是他的话，我们也一定愣在那里，怎么办？
I'm sure that if we were the nobleman at that moment, we would probably be frozen and uncertain what to do.
好，我来的就是要带你去。
I came here in order to bring you back with me.
好，那你现在不跟我去，那我的儿子真的会好吗？
But now you're not going to come back with me. Is my son really going to be better?
好，但是这里说那一个人，他就相信耶稣所说的话。
But it says here that the nobleman then just believed what Jesus said.
好，他就真的没有再求耶稣说你跟我走，他就自己回去了。
He really didn't continue to ask Jesus to come back with him. Rather, he just turned and went back himself.
好，所以我们可以这样来了解，这个人他就相信耶稣所说的话。
And so we can understand from this that this nobleman indeed just directly believes what Jesus said.
那这给我们一个提醒。
And so it's a reminder to us.
只要是主耶稣所说的。
That as long as it's a word of Jesus,
他就不会说可能是真的，他一定是真的。
Then you don't consider it as a potential truth; it's the truth.
好，我们请参考马可福音十四章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 14.
马可福音十四章十六节。
Mark chapter 14, verse 16.
十六节，门徒出去进了城，所遇见的。正如耶稣所说的，啊，他们就预备了逾越节的宴席。
So his disciples went out and came into the city and found it just as he had said to them, and they prepared the Passover.
哦，这又是另外一个例子，门徒所遇见的，正如耶稣所说的。
And here's another example where what the disciples encountered was exactly what Jesus had said would happen.
哦，所以如果我们很清楚知道这是主耶稣对我说的。
So if we are very clear that something is what Jesus has told us,
好，那个这个就一定是真的，不会说是可能是真的。
Then that will definitely be true and come to happen. It's not just a possible event.
好，所以我们就看到这一个大臣，他就这样一个困难一个困难的来通过了。
And so you could see this nobleman, one by one, pass through several different obstacles.
哦，所以神迹的发生，是的，只要主愿意，它很容易。
And so for miracles to happen is very easy for Jesus, so long as he would like them to happen.
哦，但是如果我们仔细的去看，在人的这个层面，的确有时候他是要一个困难再过一个困难。
But from the perspective of the other people, you can see that there are actually several different obstacles in faith.
好，那这个过程都是好的，都是需要的。
And this process that they go through is good and necessary to that situation.
哦，所以这个人他就不会想说啊，这是偶然的。
And so this person won't think, oh, it's a coincidence.
他这个人就相信说，是的，这是神的能力，这是神的恩典。
But rather, he can believe that yes, this is the ability of God, and this is the grace from God.
哦，因为主耶稣的目标是要我们相信将来得永生。
Because Jesus's goal is for us to believe and receive the eternal life.
哦，是相信主耶稣，不是只有相信主耶稣的神迹。
And that is to believe in Jesus himself and not just these miracles that happen.
哦，那真的达到了这个目标。
And indeed, in this case, was able to reach his goal.
好，我们看五十一节。
Let's look at verse 51.
正下去的时候，他的仆人迎见他，啊，说他的儿子活了。
And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, "Your son lives."
好，所以真的，因为他的儿子本来病得很重。
And so it's true. His son had originally had a very severe illness.
哦，所以这个仆人也知道主人现在正去求耶稣。
And the servant knows that his master had gone to look for Jesus.
哦，现在他的孩子已经好了。
And now his son's all better.
哦，所以这仆人要赶快去跟主人讲这个好消息。
So the servant quickly came to let his master know the good news.
哦，所以当然就在路上相遇了。
And so, of course, they met each other on the road.
哦，赶快的说，孩子已经好了。
And the servant quickly let him know that your son lives.
啊，五十二节。
Verse 52.
啊，他就问什么时候好的？他们说昨日，啊，末时热就退了。
52. Then he inquired of them the hour when he got better, and they said to him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him."
五十三节，他便知道。这正是耶稣对他说：“你的儿子活了的时候，他自己和全家就都信了。”
53. So the father knew that it was the same hour in which Jesus said to him, "Your son lives," and he himself believed in his whole household.
他领受了主耶稣给他的恩典。
And so he was able to receive this grace from Jesus.
他不但领受恩典，更重要的是。他们全家就都信了耶稣。
And not only did he receive Jesus' grace, but he and his whole household also came to believe.
哦，这个是耶稣行神迹最主要的目的。
And that's the true aim for Jesus performing a miracle.
哦，不能够只有领受恩典，而没有达到这个信耶稣的这个最重要的目的。
It's not for them to be able to receive this grace, but not actually come to believe in him.
哦，那这一个人领受了恩典啊，他就能够真正的很谦卑的来相信主耶稣。
But rather, this they received the grace of Jesus and were able to really with a humble heart come and believe in Jesus.
哦，虽然周遭一定还有人，很多人认为这只是一个木匠。
And though there are definitely many people there that might still consider Jesus as simply a carpenter.
哦，但是在耶稣面前，他是真正的谦卑，相信主耶稣。
But before Jesus, this noble man was truly able to humble himself down to believe in him.
哦，所以一路走来，他的信心是一直在进。哦，主耶稣让他的信心一直在进步。
So in his journey to meet Jesus and come back, his faith was step by step continuing to grow.
有困难就会有进步。
And when you have obstacles, you can have improvements.
哦，那有困难也必须要能够胜过困难。
And when you have these obstacles, you will need to overcome them.
这样才能够有真正的进步。
And you can have improvements.
哦，所以同样的，我们也是要一直的在长进。
And so similarly, we also need to continue to grow.
好，所以我们向耶稣的门徒求耶稣继续帮助我们。
And so like Jesus' disciples, let us ask Jesus to keep helping us.
好，所以从这里我们 回顾一下，从一章 到四章，啊，其实记载了几个重要的人物跟重要的事情。
And so at this point, let's review and look back again between chapter 1 through 4, some important events that have happened.
啊，都跟信心以及认识耶稣有关系。
And these all have to do with having faith and knowing Jesus Christ.
啊，在第三章一开始讲到那个尼哥底母。
In the beginning of chapter 3, it mentions Nicodemus.
啊，然后在第四章讲到那个撒玛利亚的妇人。
And in chapter 4, it mentions the Samaritan woman.
啊，然后我们今天所学习的这个大臣。
And then today we learned about this nobleman.
啊，他们都有不同的遭遇。
These individuals all have different situations.
哦，那他们对主耶稣也有不同层面的这种信心。
And their initial faith in Jesus was also different.
哦，但是最后都要达到那个目的，认识了耶稣，相信了耶稣。
But in the end, they all are going to reach their aim, the aim of believing in. Knowing Jesus.
好，那我们再来看一下这个大臣他的这个整个过程。
And now let's look again at the progression of this nobleman's faith.
好，很可能在某一段他会有怀疑。
It's very possible that at each that at several points he would have doubts.
好，那所以在我们的信仰道路上面也一定会有这个怀疑这件事情产生。
And so in our own path of faith, we will also definitely encounter moments of doubt.
好，那怀疑常常会伤害到我们的信仰。
And doubts can have the potential of hurting our faith.
好，怀疑常常会让我们信仰这一条道路啊，会走得缺少平安，缺少喜乐。
And doubts can also cause our path of faith to have moments that are lacking in joy and peace.
好，我们请参考雅各书第一章。
Let's look at James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章第五节。
James chapter 1 verse 5.
第五节，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后世以众人，也不斥责。人的主，他就必赐给他们。
If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
我们都知道神是爱，神爱世人，神听人的祷告。
We all know that God loves the people of this world and will listen to our prayers.
但是呢，我们常常会有怀疑。
But often we will have doubts.
第六节。
Verse 6.
只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。
6. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind.
在这里雅各就说，我们常常容易会有怀疑。
So here, it tells us that we will often have moments of doubt.
那怀疑所带来的结果是什么？
And what is the result of doubting?
第七节。
Verse 7.
这样的人不要想从主那里得着什么。
For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord.
没有办法达到真正的目标。
And so you won't be able to achieve your true goal.
第八节。
Verse 8.
心怀恶意的人在他一切所行的路上没有定见。
He is a double-minded man, unstable in his ways.
那这个没有定见，没有 stable 的话，就不会有平安。
So without stability, you will not have peace.
那没有平安，也就没有喜乐。
And without peace, there is no joy.
所以信仰的道路上面会造成最大伤害的其中的一个项目就是怀疑。
And so, one of the chief things you'll encounter that can hurt you in your path of faith is the doubting.
所以我们要常常求主耶稣帮助我们。
So we need to often ask Jesus to help us.
帮助我们的这种怀疑不信。
Help us in our times of doubting. and unbelief.
啊，我们这样，我们才能够对，才能够把啊把这这一条这一条信仰的道路真的走的是很平安很喜乐。
And then we can, truly walk a life of faith that's full of joy and peace. 啊，
这个人一开始一直以为说主耶稣一定要到他家里去才能够医治他的孩子。
So this nobleman from the beginning kept thinking that he needed to bring Jesus back with him so that Jesus can heal his son.
哦，但是这个神迹告诉他，告诉我们一个很重要的事实。
But this miracle told him and tells us an important truth.
哦，人是在时空里头。
That us humans are within space
and time.
And time.
哦，但是呢，神他是超越时间跟空间。
But Jesus and God overcomes all of space and time.
哦，他不用去这个人家里，他就能够让这个孩子得医治。
He does not need to relocate to this person's home to heal the son.
哦，他能够就在那个时候就让那个孩子得医治。
At that moment, he's able to just let it happen that the son is healed.
哦，这就是所谓的真神。
And so this is our true God.
哦，他所说的话。带着恩典跟带着能力。
And what he says brings grace and strength.
哦，那他给我们的应许也是带着恩典跟能力。
And the promise he gives us also is full of grace and strength.
好，我们最后请看创世纪十八章。
Let's finally turn to Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪十八章十四节。
Genesis chapter 18 verse 14.
十四节，啊，主神岂有难成的事吗？到了日期，明年这时候，我必回到你这里，撒拉必生一个儿子。
Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son.
啊，这是神对亚伯拉罕跟撒拉所说的，说在神岂有难成的事吗
？And this is what God told to Abraham and Sarah.Is anything too hard for the Lord?
啊，他们也是对神所要做的事情有一点点啊，有怀疑。
So they too had a bit of doubt over what God said He would do.
真的，我们人很容易会对神的事情、神的话有怀疑的。
And really, for us humans, it's really easy to have doubts over what.Over things pertaining to God.
哦，所以我们要常常求神帮助我们这个软弱。
So we need to often ask God to help us in our weakness.
哦，我们一起唱诗145首。
Let's sing hymn 145 together.